Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Counting of votes for Lok Sabha elections will begin at 8 a.m. today. Counting for the assembly polls in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly constituencies will also be held simultaneously. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said that three-layer security of Central Armed Police Forces has been put in place at the counting centres. He said round-the-clock CCTV coverage will be done at the counting centres along with micro-observers on each counting tables. The Election Commission said that the counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website at results.eci.gov.in as well as on the voter helpline app. In Nagaland, all preparations have been made to ensure smooth counting of votes today. The lone Lok Sabha seat in Nagaland is witnessing a triangular contest between S. Supungmeran Jamir of Indian National Congress, Dr. Chimbenmuri of Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party and independent candidate Haritang Dungoy Lotha. Chief Electoral Officer, CEO Nagaland, Vyasan R. said counting will commence across 17 counting centres, 15 district headquarters, 1 ADC headquarter, Pugoputo, and returning officer's office in the Commissioner Nagaland office, Kohima. He said a postal ballots will be counted first at the returning officer's office, Kohima. He said that half an hour later, the counting of votes recorded in EVMs will commence. The CEO informed that there are a total of 61 counting halls, with one counting hall per assembly segment. In all, there will be 397 counting tables for counting EVMs and 12 tables for counting postal ballots. The CEO said the strong rooms will be opened in the presence of the candidates or their agents. In addition, the CEO said the election office will set up mobile vans in different strategic points in Kohima town to display the election results besides the official website of the Election Commission. Regional News Unit Akashvani Kohima will bring you a special program on trends and analysis of Lok Sabha election 2024 results today. A two-hour live discussion on the trends and analysis of the election results will be broadcast from 12 p.m. onwards, with experts from various fields joining the program. Regional News Unit Akashvani Kohima will today present hourly election results update in Nagamis and English at 9 a.m., 11 a.m., 11:55 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. This special election results program will be broadcast on Akashvani Kohima FM channel 103 MHz and news on air. Rising People's Party, RPP, has urged Nagaland government to restore the TADA rate of 1,500 rupees per day for uniformed police personnel on election duty outside the state. RPP, in a press release, said that despite the finance department's justification in bringing down the TADA rate from 1,500 to 550, the party strongly urged the government to review the decision. It said a previous amount of 1,500 per day should be paid ex post facto with immediate effect. It said four battalions of jawans and officers have been carrying out election-related duties in stifling heat all over India during the worst months, during which three precious lives have been lost. Further, RPP demanded the government to pay adequate compensation of at least 10 lakh rupees each to the bereaved families of the three jawans. Kohima Deputy Commissioner and District Disaster Management Authority Chairman Kumar Ramnikant has informed that a mass social work will be conducted in Kohima town area on 6th June as part of the monsoon preparedness exercise. The mass social work will start from 6 a.m. onwards. It will involve all district offices in Kohima along with the Kohima Municipal Council. The DC informed all heads of offices in the district to ensure that all participants bring required tools and items for the work as per requirement. The concerned team leaders will ensure that garbage collected is properly disposed of at a GMC dumping site. Kohima ADC Rosito Ngori will be the overall in charge. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.